100 years old, and a lot of mercy upon him. He had two PhDs. He retired as one of the chiefs of the Canadian Space Agency. Spoke 5 languages, but most of all, he was remembered as a family man. He retired to spend some of the time with his family and his granddaughters. SubhanAllah. So we learned a few things. First, we learned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to give you the assembly between life and death. So when he came in this life, some people made a noise because they're happy you're here. And when you leave this life, some people make a noise you're sad for your departure. And when you came to this life, a nurse gave you a shower. And when you leave this life, you will be given a shower. And when you came to this life, after the nurse gave you a shower, they will give you, cover you with a blanket. And when you leave this life, you will be covered with a shroud. And when you came to this life, the first word you hear in your ear from your father is Allahu Akbar. The Adhan. As the last thing you would hear people say is Allahu Akbar when the Imam makes that takbir. When you came to this life, you were given a birth certificate, and when you leave this life, you'll be giving a death certificate. Between the two certificates, you collect certificates. But the most important certificate of all is the one that you will say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah on Judgment Day. That's the monotheism, the only one God on Judgment Day, where it's 50,000 years. Nothing else will help you except that. So at least hold on to that. But you will leave behind a legacy. Your name will mean something. What he left behind is what will carry your name till Judgment Day. So do your best with the allotted time that you have, and don't waste your life, because that's your capital according to the Quran. So with this, we will explain how to perform Salat al-Janazah, just in case you're new to the Book of Islam, or this is your first time performing.